The U.S. President Barack Obama and his Iranian counterpart Hassan Rouhani have spoken over the phone in the first direct communication between the heads of the states of the two countries in decades.
Good afternoon, everybody. Before I discuss the situation in Congress, let me say a few things about two important opportunities in our foreign policy. Just now, I spoke on the phone with President Rouhani of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The two of us discussed our ongoing efforts to reach an agreement over Iran's nuclear program. I reiterated to President Rouhani what I said in New York. While there will surely be important obstacles to moving forward, and success is by no means guaranteed, I believe we can reach a comprehensive solution.
Iran's presidential office confirmed the historic communication and said Obama and Rouhani expressed the political will of Tehran and Washington to resolve the dispute over Iran's nuclear program. It added that the two leaders who spoke before Rouhani's departure from New York emphasized the need to find a swift resolution to Iran's nuclear case. Obama says he and President Rouhani have given orders for the establishment of teams tasked with drafting a deal on Iran's nuclear energy program. Obama emphasized that the resolution of the nuclear issue could create a mutually respectful relationship between Washington and Tehran, but he also noted that Washington and Tehran have a tough task ahead for the reestablishment of their relations.
I do believe that there is a basis for a resolution. Iran's supreme leader has issued a fatwa against the development of nuclear weapons. President Rouhani has indicated that Iran will never develop nuclear weapons. I've made clear that we respect the right of the Iranian people to access peaceful nuclear energy in the context of Iran meeting its obligations. A path to a meaningful agreement will be difficult. And at this point, both sides have significant concerns that will have to be overcome. But I believe we've got a responsibility to pursue diplomacy, and that we have a unique opportunity to make progress with the new leadership in Tehran.
Well, to discuss that a bit further, I'm joined by Hamid Golpira, who is a journalist and political commentator who's joining us from right here in Tehran. Now, Hamid, how do you think things are going? I mean, things seem to be moving quite fast, don't they?
Well, yes, indeed, things did start to move very fast. After everything was kind of moving glacially, everything was frozen, and suddenly there is this reasonable thaw in the ties between the two countries, and all of these connections. Two presidents are talking with each other, so suddenly things are beginning to move a lot more quickly, very much a lot more quickly than they have in the past.
And considering the relations between the two countries, Hamid, how cautious do you think Iran should be at this point?
Well, I think Iran should be cautious. After, you know, many years, there were troubles. There was U.S. interference in Iran. There have been all these years of sanctions. There's some bad blood between the countries. The relations were not very good for all of these years. And like I said, the sanctions being actually very important, that there was just causing trouble for the Iranian economy. So Iranians are going to expect some of these sanctions to be lifted as things develop like this, because this has caused many problems. But at the same rate, if Iran is too cautious and too careful, maybe an opportunity could be missed. So I think they should try to hit like a middle ground, not too cautious, but not uncautious either. Just toward a middle, a happy medium, so to say, cautious enough, but not too cautious to lose an opportunity, would be a good path to take, I would believe.
Right, and tell us about the obstacles that the U.S. government may face. I mean, we were speaking before we went on air about, you know, how the U.S. is a corporate state.
Well, yes, U.S. is a corporate state, or it's a corporate-run state as opposed to a state-run corporation. Really, it is a corporate-run state. So, in many ways, certain economic and other powers have certain influence on the ways things develop. So, it's not everything is not in the hands of President Obama. in the hands of President Obama, rather, where people think, oh, maybe President Obama is a little bit favorable to a solution and solving these long-standing problems. He's brought up different historical points, as, you know, he recognizes Iran's right to have peaceful nuclear energy program, and also recognizes that the meddling that the CIA did in a coup in the 1950s. So some things seem that Obama is open to things and open to making a deal. But like I said, in this corporate-run state, in this corporate-run country, there are certain corporate interests that also have a say. So, you know, and have actually a very strong say in things. So they could also influence the direction that Obama could go in, and even maybe prevent him from doing certain things that he might want to do, or he might have wanted to do 6 months or a year ago, for all we know.
All right, interesting time, so we'll have to leave it there for now. But of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Hamid Golpira speaking to us live from right here in Tehran.
Thanks a lot for having me. Bye.